AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Houston, there is a search going on for survivors after scaffolding collapsed at a seven-story building. Houston Fire says at least four workers are trapped. There's a massive pile of debris and twisted metal in Houston. Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador at the United Nations, says Iran's secret recent ballistic missile test was a clear violation of U.N. sanctions.
Ambassador Power says after reviewing available information, the U.S. has confirmed that the medium-range ballistic missile launched on October 10th by Iran was capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. She says this violates a U.N. Security Council resolution banning such launches and that the U.S. is preparing a report to the Council monitoring sanctions against Iran. In July, a historic nuclear deal was reached between Iran and world powers, which is aimed at preventing its development of a nuclear weapon. Julie Walker, New York.
Tamir Rice's mother says there should be a special prosecutor handling the investigation into the shooting death of her son by a Cleveland police officer.
I am very disappointed in the way Timothy McGinley is handling this case. I would like for him to step down and allow an independent prosecutor to take over Tamir Rice's case.
The 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed at a local playground in Cleveland. Police thought the pellet gun he was holding was a real gun. More rain is possible later today and tonight in Southern California. People north of Los Angeles are still recovering from yesterday's deluge that produced mudslides and rock slides. The AP's Raquel Dillon reports there were a lot of close calls.
The folks in their cars got surrounded by mud, couldn't get out. They climbed on their roofs and waited out the rushing water.
Some roads are still closed as crews clear away the mud in Southern California. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The numbers are in from federal regulators about the money coming in for presidential candidates.
The Democrats are raising the big money. Clinton's $29 million, Bernie Sanders' $26 million. Among Republicans, Dr. Ben Carson's $20 million outstripped Jeb Bush, who explained on CBS This Morning that it doesn't bother him he's running so low in the polls.
It's not a problem. We're just starting.
The surprise from the latest batch of presidential fundraising reports, Donald Trump is no longer funding his campaign himself. He raised almost $4 million in the last quarter, mostly from smaller contributions. I'm Rita Foley.
The final U.S. Airways flight left Philadelphia International Airport this morning. The destination, San Francisco, with stops in Charlotte and Phoenix. The plane is Flight 1939, named for the airline's founding year. All future flights will fly under American Airlines following the completion of a merger announced 2 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.